A lovely welcome to the podcast series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about two big geniuses of our modern times. So the one is Mr. Albert Einstein with his thesis, Everything is Energy, and in fact, what others did apart from physics with everything is energies for their works and their practice. So I think it will be a very interesting one, and you will understand right away why Albert Einstein was, at least for me, not only a freaking fucking genius in physics, but also in many other areas. So be excited, and what's coming now? Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Yes, let's have a closer look, in fact, at Albert Einstein's thesis, E equals C multiplied M in square. When I translate it, everything is energy. And in fact, you know, what does this mean? So what has Albert Einstein really had in his mind as he, in fact, was making or setting up this thesis? And why up till today it is so relevant for us and also in other areas? So first of all, everything is energy. That means that everything, in fact, you see is energy, and also everything you don't see is energy. So how's that so interesting? Because he found out, in fact, that atome, you know, the little parts of us, that they are not stable, so not that they are, in fact, really consist of energy. So they do not, as they are not solid, in fact, you know, so as we thought they would be, sometimes they're really energy, everything is moving. So thoughts, which are impulses, are therefore also energies, and therefore also emotions. Just think about it, you know. And so he also said that energy is never stable, you know, and it can be easily transferred from one aggregate status into another one. So when it's something for us, at least, you know, solid, it can be easily transferred into liquid. Or when it's liquid, it also can, you know, be transferred into a gas version. And this does happen when you change the pressure, for example, in a system. So the thing is really that energy does never disappear. Energy is always there. If you see it or if you don't see it, it doesn't matter. So I think it makes and gets, you know, really visible or clear to us that everything there is, and also impulses, thoughts, emotions, of what in fact we consist, is also, of course, energy. And that is really crucial to know. So keep this now in mind, because Sigmund Freud, by the way, took this Energy Conservation Act, in fact, you know, that energy in a system can only be transformed from one aggregation state to another one, but it does not get less, or it just gets more. You know, this is impossible. It just can't change its aggregation state. And exactly this is what he took, that he also, you know, invented his very most famous iceberg model. And this is exactly what we're now going to have a closer look at for the next couple of minutes, that you better understand how this iceberg model, in fact, was really created and developed, and in fact, what it really means, and especially when we take this Energy Conservation Act into consideration. All right, so Sigmund Freud, you know, found out through hypnosis patients of a friend of his, in fact, that many mental illnesses are the result of a traumatic experience that are buried deep in the subconsciousness with the patient, and usually that person could no more remember these traumatic situations or dramatic, memories, in fact. And only in hypnosis, these memories were awakened and then simply after the treatment, disappeared in an inexplicable way. So he observed that already in that time. So Sigmund Freud found out that these deep in the subconsciousness, depressed memories, emotions, that the symptoms in fact disappeared through the re-experiencing of these memories. So really the key for healing, in fact, is the release of the trapped energies, is a release of the trapped emotions. So just to sum this up, he had then, the understanding. So if you have a memory or that something happened in your life, which was so shocking, so terrible for you, in fact, that your psyche feels really unacceptable with it, and it cannot, it does not want to have it as it just happened for me in my life now, that exactly your psyche pushes this thought, this memory from the consciousness into the subconsciousness. All right. And in fact, when it's there, really then, stored, it there also causes conflicts between the consciousness and the subconsciousness. All right. And it's in fact very difficult to get them, into the consciousness without any help. But if you would like to really heal yourself, get rid of this, this inner conflict, in fact, you really have to go this way, that you get these memories you were trying to avoid, you're trying to, forget about, in fact, back into the consciousness mind and to kind of live it again. And that is, in fact, the basis of Sigmund Freud's iceberg model, all right? And he said ganz clearly, 10% of what, is relevant for this human being, how he or she's acting and behaving is visible to us. But 90% is really hidden and buried down in this subconsciousness. So the iceberg model itself illustrates which dynamic forces, in fact, are active in us human beings and also in us human behaviors. So there is, for example, the first force, which is the it. And that force ensures our survival and want to satisfy our basic needs, like the need for food, water, security, community, and also the need for sex. But then we also have another force, which is the super ego inside of us. And this is reflected, in fact, by the voice of our parents and social morals, So when you're not aligned to it, in fact, you get the feeling of guilt and shame because you are not acting as the morals or the social standards, in fact, told us we should be acting like. And then, of course, we have the third force, the third power, which is, in fact, the ratio. And this ratio is always, considering the it and the superego. So what is now better to have a closer look at? Is it more it at this time, but also, the next time, maybe the superego. It's like, the angel versus the little devil inside. And the ratio makes, in fact, the comparison, which one now better to choose. So according to Sigmund Freud, the unconscious contains a multitude of opposing forces in conflict. It also includes the repressed memories and feelings, as well as the contradictions of between our conscious reality and the depressed reality. And this inner struggle is the cause of all human sufferings, which means depressions, neuroses, anxieties, and. So I would also say here clearly, you know, when you're very unhappy in your life, you know, because you want more, then it's in fact really this inner conflict really causing that for you, all right? This is in fact where it really comes from. So according to Sigmund Freud, and this is also very interesting, you know, he had clearly the opinion that we are emotional, needed, orientated living beings without free will. And that is interesting, also that without a free will is in fact the thing which is really emphasized here, because this 90% which are under the surface, as are not visible to others straight away, is in fact a thing, you know, which really triggers off our behavior. So it's about 90% which is really triggering on your behavior. And in fact, it's not a free will, you deciding something. And I'm straight, you know, I also heard other ones saying that this subconsciousness, in fact, is about 90 to 95% triggering us, not only 90. So it's even much more than, in fact, Sigmund Freud thought at that time. Okay, so let's make here a little example for this one, all right? So just imagine you would like to buy an ice cream because you're hungry, all right? Then you take this decision, I would like now to get something sugary, something cold, you know, and maybe just around the corner in the next ice dealer, you know, with your ratio, okay? And this is then really done on purpose, and you take the clear decision that you do that, all right? But other decisions, like, for example, what men you're choosing or what school you're heading to, or, you know, what kind of type of life you're really picking out for you. There's a very high percentage, you know, that you do not decide this out of your free will. And this is something I really emphasize at this point, because as I heard that first time, I did not think that this was really so dramatical. But I'm straight, it is. It's about 90%, which is, you know, really triggered off from, as in our lives, out of the subconsciousness. So most of the time, we have already made a decision for something without really knowing why. And that is exactly the reason why. And Sigmund Freud, in fact, already over 100 years ago, you know, he found this out. And really not because he was looking for this answer, he found this out more by accident. All right, so he was really, you know, participating in fact just observing his good friend, who was at that time a hypnosis therapeut, in fact, you know, and he was, you know, doing some, you know, sessions with his clients, and then he could see the before, in between, and the after. So he could really see how you can work with the subconsciousness, all right, and especially what effect this had on the patients. And I'm straight, you know, it's dramatically. I also have like hypnosis diploma myself. So I'm a hypnosis therapeut myself, and I'm straight. It's enormous what kind of effects you can really cause by the other person, and not because of you. It's more like what the other person is through your help possible really to change and to set up in her life, herself, you know. It's really absolutely crazy. And the people, you know, in this state, they can think about things they totally forgot about, you know. Some don't go back into their earliest childhoods, you know, so as they were maybe 1-2 years old, and what they still could remember literally, for example, what their parents were saying. So they're really absolutely crazy things what is happening, and what our subconsciousness in fact is really saving and storing for us. Really absolutely crazy. And Sigmund Freud saw that already over 100 years ago, what effects this had. And really out of this, he really developed this iceberg model, saying clearly 10% of the behavior, as what we do, what we say, how we act, you know, is really, you know, controlled, decided, and done by us. But really 90% of our behavior, all the decision, what we do, how we talk, what we, you know, what we decide on, is really coming out of the subconsciousness, which is 90%. So just think about it, take this with you. And as I said, it's really one of the bases. That's the reason why we talk about this here. And I'm just double checking a little bit my notes. And right, so what is now really the big outcome for us for this episode, you know? And we just sum this up. As Sigmund Freud said, clearly when there are unpleasant, you know, things happening in our life, then this memory gets, you know, stored away deep, deep down in the subconsciousness. All right. And these, in fact, are causing, you know, thoughts, feelings, you know, reactions, you know, which we don't really have a clear control over. All right. So, and the thing is, you know, when we then really start to release them, or when we not start to release them, in fact, you know, we block our true self, all right? And when we always, you know, ignore these things, or and don't solve these, you know, feelings, emotions, which we try to put and press down so deep down in our subconsciousness, that over the years we get mentally, but also physically really sick and ill. So it really has a big impact, in fact, on our health. And this is, in fact, what Sigmund Freud already found out at that time. All right, so double checking all my notes, I think I've said everything which I thought was very relevant for this little episode. I would say thank you very much for listening. I hope you liked this little episode and that you really had great takeouts of this. So if there are additional questions about it, please shoot me a message. You can do this anytime, no problem. I'm really looking forward that we get really in contact. And if the things are working for you out, you know, your transformation way too slowly and would like to speed this up, no problem. Then really get in contact with me, make your free consulting call booking, and we have a closer look at your situation and what is really the fastest and the smartest way really to get you going or your transformation as up possible. So thank you very much for listening for the time being. Up to the next episode. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.